Okay, so I am calling this meeting to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And commissioners present are Dunwell, Kilgus, McDermott, and is Ruth present? I can't see.
No, Ruth couldn't make it today.
Okay.
And I don't see Tom.
All right. Plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So our first order of business is administrative review slash approval. So Joe, do you just want to walk us through 22.1083 BV, which is 131 Arlington Street, 22.1135 BV 9 Jefferson, and then 22.1083 BV 18 Winchester?
Okay, 131 Arlington Street came to us last month for some masonry repairs, and this is continued work. Currently has metal windows, which are all going to be replaced in kind, and they've done a nice effort of drawing and measuring to make sure those will be replaced in kind. So it's great to see that building on the corner of Arlington Street and Isabella Street getting some attention. 18 Winchester Street, this is also more window replacement. Currently, they have non-historic 1-over-1 windows and I think a mix of some 2-over-2 windows, and they will be replaced with the 6-over-6 windows that are consistent with the guidelines and consistent with the building next door. So it's going to sort of restore the appearance of that area of the district. And then 9 Jefferson, this is just a very simple asphalt roof replacement in kind. So it's going to look—
And copper gutters?
Yes, yep, and downspout. Okay. So it'll look like it does today, except with a hopefully non-leaky roof.
Yeah, okay.
And we do have members of the public here. Commissioners, if you have any questions, I can answer those. Otherwise, we can see if anyone on the call has a question.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. May I?
Go ahead.
So first off, regarding number 18, which is next door to me, I'm number 20. What color is that aluminum going to be? Is it going to be like bright or is it going to be dark?
It's going to be it's sort of a bone white color.
Okay. Because yeah, right now it's sort of like, it's a mix of like plain aluminum and white aluminum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the other buildings on the street have dark trim. I just was wondering if there was consideration of how that was going to play out.
And now, I can follow up with them. Is there a preference that you would like?
I like dark.
It can be a recommendation. It's not something that we don't regulate color on wood. Or I guess aluminum we would.
Yeah, it was the idea that it's an aluminum window. It's like the whole window is an aluminum
clad. Aluminum clad.
Yeah. So they have an option of what kind of cladding to put in there, and it'll probably, whatever they do, will be there for quite a while. Maybe I could go out and take another look at the rest of the street, but several of our buildings have darker trim, so I just thought it might be a thing to think about. Also, it's notable that that building has been sort of under construction for 2.5 years now, and mostly nothing has been happening. So it's a positive thing to hear that they're planning to move on the windows, because the place needs work for sure. Mm. And by the way, do you have the name of the applicant on that I can make a note of?
I don't have it. I can email it to you afterwards, like I did with the last hearing.
Yeah, I'd like that. Okay. Because again, it's next to my house, people often ask me, well, what's going on with them and how do you contact them? And I don't actually know the answer. The other thing regarding 131 Arlington, there again, that building has been untouched for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Now it's got scaffolding. They were working on the roof. Now they're going to work on the windows. Is there a plan to actually activate that building? Do we know about that?
No, I don't. And I mean, we don't control use.
Not our thing. Yeah. Okay. And just aligned with that, again, not our thing, but the graffiti tagging people have started tagging that building a lot now that the scaffolding is up. So when they take the scaffolding down, they're going to have to fix that. But that's not our thing.
I can certainly contact them and let them know it's a concern that was raised. And Commissioner Hotalian has just joined as well. Great.
Just to follow up on Steve's question, isn't it true that often the applicants do try to blend the aluminum finish to what's going on elsewhere?
To the rest of the color on the building.
I see. Yeah. I mean, okay. I sort of remember some discussions about that being something they try to make harmonious, but maybe I'm misremembering. Okay. Okay, other questions, commissioners? All right, how about we hear from members of the public?
I don't know, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Tom, you were gonna give us a follow-up on the flower shop and on the steps on
there. Yeah, I haven't, I've reached out and I haven't had any contact back from them. Okay. So I'll send a more formal letter.
Okay, I just didn't know whether we had any. Thank you.
Do we have any comments from members of the public on these administrative reviews?
And if you're calling in, you can press *9 to raise your hand. I see someone on an iPhone. Okay, doesn't look like it.
Okay, so I make a motion that we approve these administrative review, these three administrative review matters as presented.
So moved.
So moved. Second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
I'm in favor.
I am too. Ann?
Yes.
Tom?
Tom is muted.
Do you need me for a quorum?
Actually, you're right. We don't.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, you have the three ayes.
Yep.
Okay. Hey,
Kathleen, can I ask just to clarify something? So in approving this, I think what that means is that we're empowering Joe to continue that discussion with these people, right? For example, like about the window, the color of the metal and things like that, there'll be a continuing discussion. Am I right about that?
Yes. Well, I mean, if there's any details that I think needs to come back to you, I'll bring them back to you. But otherwise, you know, they're consistent with the guidelines, what I've reviewed.
I see. Okay. Well, just to follow up, I'll take a look at the two buildings that are adjacent to number 18 Winchester.
Okay.
Because I looked just a little while ago and I didn't look at that detail. And if I think there's something to say about it, I'll let you know. Okay.
Thank you. And I do see a member of the public raising their hand. So Basma, would you like to make a comment?
I would.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Yes, thank you.
So we have your name?
Oh, yeah. My name is Basma.
And your last name?
Solomon, and I live at 16 Winchester Street. Our building is connected to 18, so we're mostly affected. I just wanted to kind of add some information that they have been actually doing construction off and on in 18 Winchester Street. They still haven't completed, you know, the roof. The roof has been like definitely an issue for us. But there has been a lot of construction. I certainly have, I hear it when they're in, but they're just not there all the time. So I mean, this is just to review their windows. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and as long as their windows are similar to the windows that we have, then it'll be approved. Is that correct?
Yes, and they will be.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I have to say at this point. I see Bill has his hand up, and I'll let him speak.
Sure. Let me just... All right, Bill, you should be able to unmute yourself if you press star six.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Could we have your full name?
Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
And I too live at 16 Winchester Street, so I'm in a butter. I've never done a Zoom before. This is my first Zoom, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, we can hear you fine, and if you'd like to give us your comment on the project.
Great. Just a comment about the construction that's been going on at next door, I believe. Is it 18 Winchester?
That's the address for the application.
Yes, 18, yes. So for 2.5 to 3 years, they've been doing sporadic work on that building, and it's been nothing but a headache for us at 16 Winchester Street. It doesn't seem to me they draw the proper permits because there's never a contact person. And I've had to go through my city councilor via an aide to get issues resolved. And I just wanna make sure that there's a contact person and a phone number. So if we have issues in the future.
Well, if you do, I mean, this is something that you would have to contact the Inspectional Services Department.
It's about a waste of time. They don't follow up. We chased them for 1 year. I had to go through Ed Flynn to get issues resolved.
We're not empowered to deal with that. All we can do is talk about the historic issues here. So we're not the folks to take that to.
What I can do, I can provide you, if you want to provide me your email address, I could provide you a copy of the application.
That would be great.
Okay, what's your email address?
O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
And then my initials, W-J-O-B.
Okay.
And that would all be one word, @gmail.com.
Okay. I'll send that out tonight or tomorrow at the latest.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to move to the next agenda item, which is the minutes of the April 12th public hearing. Have people had a chance to review those meeting minutes sent by email?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone have any changes?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Now we're going to move to staff updates.
Yeah. Well, I had last Friday, I believe, was my first meeting with our law department representative about the guidelines. So he's moving ahead with his review. He needed some more information from me about the enabling legislation and the study report. So I'm gathering that and going to turn that over to him so he can complete his review, but it's moving forward.
Oh, that's great, Joe.
Yeah, I agree.
Excellent. Okay, that's going to be cause for celebration.
Yes, when we finally, yes.
Right. So, hey, Joe, to that point, tell us what are the steps ahead for finishing this project?
As I understand it, we will have, what I would like to do is have one more public hearing for us to review, you know, have a chance to review them once more. And, you know, again, any further comments, and then have a second hearing where they can be adopted.
Is there still like an issue that has to be resolved at the State House with this? There was some change.
That's what I'll have to wait to hear from the law department. I don't believe so, is my understanding.
Okay. And then once you get past these public meetings and things, then does everything get assembled into a paper document or a PDF?
This will be something that'll be a PDF.
It'll be a PDF. Are you going to use some of my pictures to illustrate it?
Yeah, I'm hoping when we do formally put together, you'll help me do that.
Yeah. And will it have maps and things too?
It can have whatever we would like in it.
Good.
Okay. Because I think it'd be fun to make it kind of fun to look at, you know?
A resource. Oh, absolutely.
Good idea.
And that's something, you know, we can even tweak that after we adopt the language for it. So we can, you know, it's really the language, and then we can publish it however we'd like.
Is there a designer on your team that is?
No, but we do have, sometimes we do have in-house through our online department that does all of our graphics for the, you know, maintains the website.
Joe, if it's appropriate, I'd be happy to be a reviewer of that too.
Oh, great. Okay. Great.
If you would like.
Thank you.
So I seem to remember, now this is a bunch of years ago, that there was a lot of language in the proposed guidelines about, you know, the environmental situation, which I think has only gotten more urgent as time has gone on. And so I'd be very interested to see, try to remind myself, and maybe you'll send this out for us to look at again. Mm-hmm. You know, what was in there?
Yes, that's why I definitely want to have another hearing for it. So we have
to do that. Yeah, okay. All right, good. Anybody else have any thoughts about the guidelines or any other comments?
No.
Okay, if not.
Kathy, let me just put out one little teeny thing. It relates a little bit to the guidelines, relates a little bit to number 18 Winchester. 18 Winchester, which they asked about putting windows on the front, and we approved that, or we approved Joe's.
The application was also for the side, but that's outside of our purview currently.
Well, that was the question I was going to bring up, because mm-hmm. the side is, it's obviously visible from the public way. So why, is that not?
It's facing a private way.
Mm. Well, that's my alley is a private way. So they could do anything they want on the side. Is that true?
Currently, yes.
That's not so great. You know, hopefully they will just be consistent and have the window.
They do plan to do. Yes, that was in their proposal.
Right. Well, it would be weird if they did something, you know, very different on the side and just said, well, no one told us, you know.
Mm. May not know that they can do that. They probably think it's all consistent anyway.
Yeah. Well now they know.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's the building has a very long side. There are far more windows on the side than there are on the front. Anyway, with luck, it'll be consistent front and side, even though it's on an alley.
Okay. Shall I make a motion to adjourn? Are we ready?
I have nothing else.
Okay. So I will. I'm gonna move to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
In favor.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Enjoy the day. You're welcome. Good to see you all.
Bye-bye.
Joe, we're on at 5 for Bay State.
Yes.
Okay. See you then. Thanks, everyone.
I know.